I heard a woman on the radio not too long ago in Seattle, about a month ago or something. She was an older woman. I do not remember her name, but she was a journalist and had been a journalist for many years, and had covered a number of wars. And a matter of fact, I believe she had done something during World War II, or at least was old enough at the time to be able to remember this particular fact, which was that when the war got going, there were flags all over the place. But when the bodies started coming home, the flags began to disappear, is what she said. Mm. And they were replaced by gold stars in people's windows. When they lost a son, a star went up in the window. Mm. It began with flags, okay, and ended in body bags.
Yeah.
Johnny comes marching home again. When Johnny comes marching home again. When Johnny comes marching home again, we'll all go out and welcome him. Never mind the shape he's in. And we'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went. We'll ask him how the fighting went and how he likes the president. Casualties are an accident. And we'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags. We'll beat our drums and wave our flags as great and grand and glorious rags. The ones they put in the body bag. And later on when the sickness comes, later on when the sickness comes, later on when the sickness comes from chemicals and uranium, we'll wring our hands and we'll all play dumb. To the old veterans who did their part, the veterans who did their part, the veterans who did their part and came back home with a purple heart, walking around with a shopping cart. Say, where are the legs that used to run? Where are the legs that used to run? Where are the legs you used to run before you went to carry a gun? Well, I'm afraid your dancing days are done. You have no arm, you have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You have no arm, you have no leg. You're an armless, legless, chickenless egg. We'll have to put you out with a bowl to beg. Tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow. Tip your hat and take a bow and get on with your life somehow. We're taking your little brother now. To say a little something while I have the microphone here. I've been thinking recently, until the Gulf War, the only definition of the word collateral that was in my vocabulary was, you know, like when you go to a pawn shop and you need some money, so the, you give them your jacket as collateral and you get the money. And the idea is if they don't get the money back within X amount of time plus whatever interest is involved, they get your jacket. What that means is that your jacket will do if they don't get the money. You know, I want to buy a couch. I give them, you know, my guitar as collateral. If they don't get the money, they can keep the guitar. So when they started using the phrase collateral damage, you know, during the Gulf War, I took it to mean that until they get soldiers, civilians will do. Okay? And they've been using that phrase ever since. Now, recently in the last week or so, I've been thinking about the second half of it, which is damage. Now, if my guitar gets damaged, I take it to repairman and he fixes it. My car gets damaged, I take it to the auto shop and they fix it. These people are not damaged, they're dead.
How about sortie?
This is a very, very cynical phrase. Mm-hmm. Sortie sounds like an
omelet.
That's
the French word for exit. If you have ever been to Quebec and you're driving along the highway, you see sortie. Okay, that's the exit. And now they talk about bombing runs and sorties. It's all very sanitized.
Mm. Very sanitized. It's like food or something, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have a sortie with extra salsa.
Yeah.